Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Blake with blue hair.
Yeah, Blake's gonna like dye his hair. They're ambitious goals.
I was thinking about bleach or coloring my eyebrows.
Yo, should I be Trump?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's just cut you off right the fuck there. Welcome in. It's episode number 197 of the Optic Podcast, and this one comes before a monumental time in our timeline, the race to master prestige, brought to you by Shopify, Rocket Money, and Hims.
We got the RTP boys. It's about to be a nice long.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful week.
Besides Touche,
Shout out Touche. This is like a 12-year-old me's literal dream.
Oh yeah,
a sleepover with your friends. A new Call of Duty's coming out. It is like,
imagine you're honestly 14 doing this. How much dope you would get.
Oh, man.
I used to go over to my friend's house with just like a monitor and an Xbox and be...
It'd be so different, though, because we'd actually have to go to GameStop, wait outside in the line. We get our copy. It depends how long the line is. Hopefully, get your copy. Drive back home as fast as you possibly can. I'm sure the speeding tickets went up on Call of Duty release night. And then try to get on and get on early. But now we just download the game and maybe take a trip to New Zealand.
Like, imagine it was like that still, and like the stream started with us at GameStop in line, and we get our game.
That would be insane.
That'd be so dope. No, this is gonna be fun, man. I don't know at what point when it's gonna become like, holy fuck, we're still here doing this.
I think after day three.
Yeah, I think after day three, we're gonna be locked in.
Because day one, it would be so different, but day one. It's not a day. We start at 6 a.m. Like, we are starting at 6 a.m. and we're doing a pre-stream the night before.
I was going to say, we're starting at 8 p.m.
We have to sleep.
But we can't all sleep.
I'm about to milk that first night.
I was going to say, we can't.
Y'all go to sleep. I'm just up there.
Nick and I's time to shine.
Thank you, guys.
You think so?
Air horns.
Yeah, because you're going to want first shift.
Sitting down on
so
set
you
got to
sleep.
Yeah.
I think you're going to want second shift, so you have to sleep too. So both of y'all have to sleep.
Well, my plan right now, and
Touche is on his workout shit, so he's for sure gonna sleep.
This is my plan right now. What I want, that's hopefully the mic stays on. What I want to do is, because it starts at 6 a.m., he takes the first shift. I feel like you're probably gonna want to go 6 to 8. Knowing you might go for 10 because like it's gonna be hype and you might go a little longer. I want to do the shift after you. Then I want to go right into like launch tournaments.
Wait, you think I'm gonna go for 10 hours day one?
I never know with you. You're like the American Psycho.
10 hours of pubs, though. 10 hours of pubs.
He fucking loves
that.
Yeah,
but I can do that easy.
He loves that.
Especially new games.
I was playing the beta for like 8 to 10 hours.
It's a lot different when there's 40,000 watching.
But you were telling me behind... Oh, no.
I'm sitting there with 130. God, I'm bored.
Got a headache.
Head hurts. Hands hurt. I'm just complaining.
That's what I'm worried about. My hands. Because after like 6-7 hours of Warzone, my hand starts.
Well, the good thing is
we'll get a hand masseuse to come in.
So you have your shifts, and then there's going to be a lot of tournaments going on. So like you're going to want to watch our boys play in a tournament for a couple rounds. You know, you're going to have like an Optic phase matchup that we're all going to want to watch.
That's going to be so lit whenever we get like a crazy watch party
so
opportunity
fun.
And like they play phase.
What are we
gonna
do?
The new LAT? But we all get to sit there and watch it.
Yeah. My goal does is to do happen. Both. What are we gonna do?
Watch it together and fucking go
like
crazy.
Like couch big stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we pull it up on the Matt, how are you expecting that? So say the Optic boys are playing in a kickoff tournament. They match up against LA Thieves, and everybody wants to watch it on the couch. Is there a way?
But someone always has to be playing.
But is there a way to show what's happening on the main screen? Because then we would technically have to have three things. Because the person's going to be on the race. Say it's my shift.
Or Tushin.
I'm on the race. So we have to show the gameplay somewhere. Unless we just say, fuck the gameplay. Gameplay can be small.
Just to show people that we're still playing.
Gameplay could be small. And then the webcam can be in the bottom right. And then shot C stream.
So it's like picture in picture. And then like...
What we're reacting to. Okay. So it can be done.
Us down here and then...
I think moments like that are going to be the most fun of this whole thing.
Oh, no, of course.
Yeah. I think we should... I actually didn't mind your idea of just like watching a scary movie.
See, well, everyone... Okay, no, everyone...
I think that idea sucked.
No,
personally.
Everyone misconstrued what I said, okay?
You thought
of it as like, I'm going to sit there with Nick for 3 hours and watch a movie and do nothing. I would be doing that... When I would be in my bunk is what I was like. That's what I would be doing when I'm just like chilling, doing nothing.
I was thinking like day five, we watched like the haunting or like the scariest movie.
Sinister.
Yeah. And like whoever shift it is. And imagine that, how funny it would be if like whoever shift it is playing and the rest of us are like on the couches behind them with like popcorn and shit. And we have like a little count up. You could watch with us. And like during a scary part, we all jump. I feel like clips like that would be hilarious.
Yeah, that's not a horrible idea. I thought you were going to sit
just
there.
Just the way Zen, because Zen said it sucked.
Yeah,
literally.
I just feel like any idea we have, we have to like...
And everyone just fucking jumped on it.
Yeah,
they kept it going for like two days in the chat. Like, let's just watch movies on stream. No,
I jumped you for the cooking stream idea.
Dude, James was going in on it.
Well, there's
going to
be...
James was going in on it.
He thinks he's Mr. Beast. I need to have a... buddy. Calm down.
James does have 300K subs on YouTube, though.
That's all right.
I knew he had some. I didn't think it was 300K.
Or like 250 or something like that. That's insane.
Producer.
The way I think about this is we all have like our individual set. Like we have our shift, whatever. How long? I'm not sure if we're going to do like 6 hours, the whole thing.
I think we're just going to feel it out.
We're just going to do like...
I want to feel it
Seth's
out.
If Seth's itching to play and I'm like, I'm fucking done with it. Like I just went 12-32. Like I'm getting small and trapped. Like, all right, man, hop on.
As long as someone's playing all the time and it's as long as someone's not just like not doing their shifts. Like, my idea was like,
well, that
you know,
can't happen.
No, of course.
If someone is not willing to do their shifts, we have a problem.
We have a
big problem.
A severe problem.
We need to fake something to where like someone doesn't want to do it so we all get like sock 'em boppers and just jump them or
can
something.
You queue up together? Like, if you're on if you're on the race, I can queue up with you while you're doing it.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that's be like a solo. I don't know.
No, I think we should like find, because when I used to watch the race with C-Naners and them, like they would always have a full lobby. So I think we should play with like other creators, like whoever's on, like if Seth is on the main shift, like if like Tim and like Symphony and people want to play.
But then you have the other side of it. If you're playing with other creators, they're stealing kills and it's slowing the process.
Unless
the race.
Play with Tim and fucking Jack and
fucked
Legion.
Up. That's
and...
fucked up.
What?
So, sorry, Jack's Tim, a good Jack, gamer. Legion. I couldn't believe
you guys are good players. I don't know.
I'm not saying. I'm saying if you're queuing up with Shotzi and Symphony and
Jack's going to be at the World Series. Jack is not going to be playing the race to Mass Prestige.
He already.
Wait, really? He's not.
I mean, I'm sure he'll play, but he's going to the World Series. He's got the Yankees hookup. Probably one of the coolest hookups I've seen in
Dude's
my life.
Getting posted by the Yankees.
Thank you at Yankees. Seats behind home plate.
That's so fire.
Insane.
ALCS. It's like, oh, that's so sick.
That's so fire.
Makes
World
you think
Series too. That's...
When you're a little kid, man.
Dude, we're gonna have the World Series going. The World Series starts on the 25th.
You know, I was thinking about
that's,
the World Series
that, that's
starts.
Gonna be hype.
We have Sundays, obviously football.
Saturdays, so, we get to watch ECU lose.
So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Never mind. We'll talk. I just have.
How are the Eagles
some
doing?
Ideas.
They're 4-3.
They just beat my shit Giants.
Yeah, they just slammed the Giants. But they were injured a couple weeks, so they were injured. But yeah, they're 4-3 right now. I think they play the Bengals next week, which should be a win. Bengals
Saquon just balled all over his old team.
Saquon's like the best running back in the league right now.
Him and Derrick Henry are filthy.
You can't really watch that on stream though, right?
No, but we could pull it up on the... We can. It'll be one of those things. Like,
what if we do like a
I'm
bar
talking
stool
about, like,
type
streaming
thing?
It. We're not gonna.
Like, I don't know. I'm not sure if it makes sense for us, but what if we did like a Barstool type World Series viewing one night?
Where we're all reacting
to the World Series. As long as we have,
for those moments, we can't go full webcam.
No.
Gameplay has to be full screen still, and we can be sitting there, and they can hear us in a boom mic, like, watching something else. But, like, again, we already have, like, content moments where it's going to kind of take away from the gameplay a little bit, but, like, people want to watch COD. It's...
Yeah.
When we do these content moments, say like a workout class or whatever, is everyone participating?
And it's whoever wants to.
Okay.
Really?
Well, I feel like everyone should participate.
Yeah, I mean, everyone
but we
should
have Pamaj come in and play for 2 hours or something.
No, well,
I
mean,
feel like these little things, the people doing the race need to participate, and we can have a filler play in like Pamaj or Bose or Dashy or Shotzi.
Yeah, no,
they'll
play
while we have to do these.
I'm down for that. But like if Seth or if Zen is like on like a fucking heater,
yeah,
and
true.
his stream is like popping and he's like getting
if
a lot
I'm
of kills.
Yes, 500 sub train. I'm not stopping to go do Pilates.
Exactly.
With Paige Reed.
I know. But I like if the, I think the rest of people still should because like we're hiring some people to come in and like do a Pilates class or like do or like shave your head or like
it should be like. It should just be basis to basis.
I agree.
This is our first time doing it in a while, and it's our first time doing it like this. So there's gonna be like a little bit of a learning. I feel like after the first couple days, when we get into the rhythm, and it's like we actually see it and feel it out. It'll just naturally get smooth because the first couple days are probably gonna be ridiculous.
I feel like right now
we're gonna be all over the place.
We're not
gonna know what the fuck to do. Do I play in kickoffs? Do I go play on stream?
Especially, do I have
to go do Pilates?
Especially if we go to New Zealand and only one of us, there's only one New Zealand account. Because I think that's how it's gonna be, right?
I mean, not all of us are gonna go unless we do it on every PC. So,
I think only one PC is a New Zealand PC.
So yeah,
what?
Everyone's gonna be sitting there just hanging out.
So from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., there's one account.
Yeah.
So we have no
choice. Until the game officially drops, we're not gonna be in New Zealand on every account.
Oh, you're saying only the main account?
Yeah, like the first day. Because we're starting Wednesday.
One ticket.
We're starting Wednesday. We're starting Wednesday at 8 p.m. We're probably gonna. Are we doing the IRL like?
Yeah.
We can if we want. Yeah.
I think we should because
we don't even
have fucking water right now.
No, we are. So we're doing.
we actually need.
I'm drinking a fucking Diet Mountain Dew at 10 a.m.
We literally don't have water. We got here for the podcast this morning and we don't. There's not a single water bottle in this entire place.
Roger's telling me earlier, tomorrow night, we're all coming here and I think we started like 8 and we're all going grocery shopping.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Holy
fuck. That's what I'm saying. Like today, I'm kind of like tweaking today.
I know, I can tell.
Because
today's like spa day.
More like get my whole setup.
Well, it's just like usually the release of COD, like, yeah, it's amazing, but it's also very stressful, at least for me. Just because everyone expects me to like do this, do that, do this, do that. And it's like now with this added on to that, it's like, I'm stressed. Like, I don't know how it's going to be.
I think if you find out whenever that kickoff tournament is, that the other boys are playing in, I do think you should at least schedule your everything around that because people would want to see that.
There's going to be so much time that, like, if you want to play in a tournament, play in a tournament. Not only will that help you, but it's like we can full screen watch you play a tournament.
Yeah,
and that would be better than us sitting at our station.
That pub's
exactly
just like doing whatever the fuck we're doing. Like, it would be better. We're all on the couch. You're in the. The thing is, like, we'd be, like, you clutch up or y'all went around. We all said,
Right.
So, but it's like,
yeah,
we might have to control ourselves a little bit. But, yeah, if there's, like, a tournament, I think you should just do whatever the hell you want. Because I think that would benefit everyone.
Yeah.
What if you're sleeping, I'm on your setup and you have no idea because I'm whispering and the whole thing is I'm below your setup.
I'm going to have, like, earbuds in.
I have earplugs.
What if Seth's asleep? No, I go to his, type in my Twitch.
That's my plan. Whenever he's sleeping, I'm on his setup. What's up?
Guys, he's sleeping.
But my setup when I'm sleeping is going to be the main, like, whenever you're asleep, it's going to be the main stream.
Every single night.
When you're asleep, what, are you going to put a sleeping cam on?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to throw the mainstream on and go to fucking sleep.
I was thinking about having a sleeping cam, actually.
That would kill your viewership.
Well, no, I would.
It would.
Also, what about your boner?
No. It wouldn't be like that. I would do, like, two webcams where I would just have, like, a little webcam above or below the mainstream webcam, so you can watch me sleeping and watch the mainstream.
I thought you meant you were going to full screen yourself sleeping. I'm like, who's going to watch that when Todd's
out? No one's watching that.
No one's watching that.
But I'd watch it.
I feel like that's.
I'd watch you sleep.
Hello, you.
I feel like I'd watch it.
This is going to be so fun, dude.
I think we should have webcams like that.
That's what I want.
Like
I mean,
a little picture in picture, like in the bottom
like,
right.
I want to get in my bed.
But obviously, that's probably too much.
Get in my bed, prepare to go to sleep. But like, I got a webcam up there. I got a mic, scrolling TikTok, just like talking to chat.
I mean, you can do that.
Like, that's why I asked about the clip on mics for moments like that. Like when I just want to be in the bunk bed talking, or when I want to just, I don't know. I'm picturing it just like
I'm probably just
going to
sit at my setup until I'm super tired.
The way that I see it,
good night, guys.
The way that I see it, though, is you're going to want a break. Like, we're going to be live for so long. Like, you're going to want to go up into bed and, like, enjoy your 30 minutes to an hour before you fall asleep.
I'm bringing my laptop. I'm watching TV. I'm living life here. Primarily Call of Duty player, streamer. But if I need 30 to go watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm gonna go up to bed and watch Curb real quick.
Hell yeah.
I just want to know, I'm curious how long it's actually going to take.
You're going to come to the race and watch TV.
What? Like in bed.
You're going to come to the race and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Don't be scrolling TikTok.
When
you'll
I'm
be
in
watching
bed,
Curb.
It's the same thing. If I'm in bed, I'm going to watch an episode of TV, or I'm going to scroll TikTok or FaceTime my girlfriend or...
A little off time. 30 minutes.
It's a little off time.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Like 30 minutes to an hour is
fine.
Let
my man relax.
Oh, no,
wind down.
No, I kind of meant like when I'm going to bed is what I meant. I didn't mean like I'm just going to tell my stream I'll be right back. I'm going to go watch Caribbean Enthusiasm.
Yeah, like when you're because you're not going to go up like...
I meant like...
You're not going to go up to your bunk bed and immediately fall asleep. Like it's probably going to take you...
I'm worried about my sleep because I'm such a like light sleeper. It takes me so long to fall asleep. With all the lights around, the computer lights, all of you guys hitch snoring, like this might suck.
I have earplugs.
That's my only worry is sleep because I'm just a bad sleeper.
I have earplugs and then the fucking big AirPods that have like noise cancel, and I have an eye mask. I'm good.
Yeah, you won't be able to hear shit.
I'm gonna hear Target and get all that.
Yeah,
hit up Target.
I've got enough earplugs for everybody. So.
Really?
If you need like earplugs,
yeah,
we're
I'm
good.
Probably need some.
But so we really haven't even like talked about it. We've just been kind of bullshitting about like what we think it's gonna be. But like,
who knows? We have no clue.
I think a few days in, like we think we have all these things planned out and stuff, which is needed. But a few days in, it's just gonna be like a natural flow. People are gonna be finding random funny stuff to do. It's just gonna turn into
madness.
It's gonna be crazy, but we'll be figuring it out. While doing it, it's gonna go good.
But we start the 24th in the morning. Well, I guess we start tomorrow night streaming. But like we start playing, we start the race to Master Prestige on the 24th in the morning. How long do you actually think it's gonna take us to reach Master Prestige?
I think
playing 24 hours.
I think it will take us 24 hours.
Five
we should
days?
All we should actually all of us we should put in like our estimated day day hour like minute like down to the minute
whoever's closest
like gets something.
When's five gifted from each of us?
But I think it's going to take us within 5 to 6 days. Because I'm anticipating with double XP, especially if we have, I'm assuming, how much double XP are we going to have? Are we going to have like
I
unlimited?
I hope we have a lot.
I think Matt's planning on ordering a lot of pizza.
Wait, really? So are we going to have like unlimited double XP?
That's so that cuts it in half.
Wait, okay, so yeah, it's going to take us like five days.
Yeah, 5 days.
It won't take us more than 5 days.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. I kind of want it to be like 7. I want it to be like 7 days.
I was hoping for a week.
Seven.
Yeah. I mean, it might not. I mean,
but maybe we get to Prestige 6 and we're like, dude, who gives a fuck if we're not going to win, by the way. A bunch of people are asking us, like, are you going to win?
No.
There's pub stompers, like legitimate pub stompers that are going to be trying their absolute cocks off while we're ripping tequila shots.
So there's other people doing the race?
I'm sure.
Not how we're doing it, but they're just trying to get it done first.
I think the Nuke Squad guys, like Swag and his boys, I think they're doing it like we're doing it.
Oh, really?
I think they are. But
we'll beat them.
Yeah, we'll beat them. I'm down to race them.
We'll beat them.
I'm not down to race fucking
But like people hear the carnage. Race and they're like, you have to get there first, but we're kind of doing it more so for like the content.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Then, so it's not, we're not like pressured to do well when we're on there.
I
right?
mean, we want to try our best, but it's also like if we don't win, like I just don't want people's expectations for them to come into this thing and be like, they're expecting to come out and win. Like,
because if I'm playing pubs,
we're expecting to come out and do Pilates and then rip a kickoff tournament. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Pilates.
I just want to manage expectations.
It's funny because like after the race, I'm going to be so tired of seeing that fucking house map. Cause that
skyline,
yeah,
dude. I
like it. I like the map.
We're gonna burn ourselves out in the first day.
I know. I like the map, but I'm just gonna be like, dude.
I hope the maps are good, man. Like the rest of the maps. That's like my number one,
dude. They're tiny.
That's my only worry.
I'm so worried about all of our hands because the maps are so small.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be crazy. Like my brain. I've been just thinking about it. And I'm not dreading it by any means, but I'm just thinking about it. We've never done something. I've never done like a subathon like this, but it's not just me. We're doing it with all of us. Yeah. So it's a subathon with all of us in like
it's a literal
1,000 square foot
I'm fucking
facility.
Hype. I'm higher.
It is a sleepover.
It's going to be crazy.
It's not even like at the house where we would go up to our room. Kind of.
No. That's what I was saying.
We only had the 6-hour shift and then we do whatever we want.
Yeah.
This is a 24/7. You got to be there. You maybe get an hour out of the day to go shower and shit, but it's like you come back and it's like.
And you're on.
Yeah.
It's like a content incubator for like a week.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably say that. Like we're leaving the shower and that's it.
1 hour.
But there's a 1 hour cap and there's a punishment if you're even like a minute late. So you'll see more as
which I'm not gonna lie because
we can't go 6 days without
showering.
I wanted
to like kind of give my case, but like my house is 10 minutes away. So does that 10-minute drive count towards
absolutely
my house?
Absolutely, you better
absolutely
speed.
Mine's 40 minutes.
Or you
got
to go to Davis's house, brother.
Okay, well that's not even possible.
I know.
You got to go to
bullshit
Davis's, or you got to speed, brother.
I need 5 gifted for that.
I think I should get like a nice 20-minute.
No, everyone gets their hour.
Just travel time,
not for the king.
Everyone gets their hour.
Yeah, but you're walking across the street. I have to drive home.
It still takes 5 minutes to walk across the street.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
Actually, does it? Yeah, it might actually. It might take like 3 minutes.
But that's the whole point, though. Like, it's not supposed to. You're not supposed to feel like you have time. You're supposed to be like, okay, fuck, I got to get in and get out and get back to the
ideally
race.
We would have put porta potties.
I'm tweaking. That sentence right there, it's not supposed to feel like you have time to go home and see your wife
and dogs.
It's not.
We are
not supposed to have time.
We are participating in a challenge where we have a common goal and we all need to be here as much as possible to achieve it.
Are y'all's girls going to miss you?
Probably
I'm
not.
I'm sure. At least
probably.
I would hope.
I don't know.
Unless she has the handyman over.
Jesus.
Unless the maintenance guy comes through again.
Honey, you put in 12 maintenance requests as I was gone. What the fuck's...
Our lawnmower comes through.
What's breaking down there? There was no dishwasher issue when I left.
That was insane.
Everything was squeaky clean.
Yeah, that's the thing as well. I haven't not seen Michelle and the dogs. I mean, I think it's every single day. I've been away for a week. I'm gonna be crying.
I do
there
feel a
shit
bit bad. I was in Jersey for a week, come back home for a day, 7-day race to Master Prestige.
Oh, God.
I'm so excited, though, man.
You should take her to dinner tonight.
Today is pampering her.
Okay.
Where do you want to go eat? Where do you want to get coffee?
That's all it takes, those two things.
Really?
Well, I haven't streamed in a few days either because I'm anticipating once the game launches.
Oh, you're being a part-timer. A little part-time.
We can compare stream hours.
Huh?
We can compare yearly stream hours.
Saudi Arabia, Paris. I'm doing other shit.
I'm taking a few. That's fair. I'm taking a few spa days before we get into.
I'm kidding, by the way. You should, because that's how my mindset has been coming into it too.
Well, it's not even just the race, because like obviously the race is going to be crazy
once the game drops.
But
it's
then
over.
We're going to still like. It's not like once the race is over, like
no,
the new game is still out. So the tournaments are going on. Yeah. I have a dope announcement coming. Dap me up, Davis.
Wait, you do?
Yeah. During the race.
Have you told me about it?
No, but it's not going to... I'm not sure if you'll find it as cool as I find it.
You have what?
Like a cool thing. Like, there's going to be a lot of cool things with the game release. And I'm also curious...
What am I, some sort of sick prick?
Some of the CDO locations leaked. I'm not sure if we should talk about that at all, but I feel like that's kind of important to note real quick. Just,
well, if it's on Twitter, go ahead.
I actually didn't know about the fucking Barcelona shit.
Yeah, Barcelona is apparently major one.
It wasn't
one.
Supposed to be
what?
Barcelona, like, I don't think.
Supposed to be
Anaheim. I'm pretty sure there were, like, leaks before...
Supposed to be Anaheim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that was supposed to be. Okay.
Yeah. So I heard it was, and then it changed. So I didn't know about Barcelona either until it started coming out.
So that leaked, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I thought it was supposed to be Anaheim like 6 months
ago.
That's
a crazy, that's a crazy major one.
But also, it's not confirmed yet. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. I mean,
that's true.
What was this? Twitter leaks?
Yeah.
You never know with the CDL. We were supposed to have an event in North Carolina last year that got literally wiped off the face of the earth, and they pushed it back a week into my wedding. Unbelievable.
But I'm curious how.
Unbelievable.
Curious how soon they're going to start the league. Because last year it started pretty early, didn't it?
Huh?
Last year it
started in December last year, right?
The league started in December last year, right?
They say 3 weeks after the game drops, it starts.
I mean, that's...
No. There's no way.
Yeah, three. No, no
I thought that's what I heard.
It'll probably start in December.
I mean, I'm probably wrong, but...
It'll probably be league matches December, first event either January, February, like it always is.
No, I think you're thinking when like Warzone drops.
Wait, is Warzone drops?
I just heard the game is coming out three weeks
apparently
after
ranked,
tourneys.
Apparently, rank play drops like at the start of season
November,
one, which
right?
is November 14th.
That'd be sick.
So I mean, apparently, league play drops in like 3 weeks after the game.
See, that's just going to be awesome.
Which would be like the first time that's ever happened.
How many days are you going to take off after the race, you think?
None.
Like
maybe no, maybe one. Maybe one to like get my sleep schedule and shit fixed. Yeah. After that, I'm back in.
I think I have to take one off.
You're going to have
y'all
to.
Y'all should.
Otherwise,
for sure.
My girlfriend is going to look at me like I have five heads.
I'll take a
well, no,
day
it's
off.
Not even that. You're going to feel, I feel like I'm going to feel like physically, like just not myself after this is done.
Oh, the sleep you're going to get, it's going to
sleep.
It's going to
be
week
bad.
Of shit sleep,
well, are you
going
to try
constantly
to,
stimulated?
Are you going to try to keep your schedule the same? Like, are you going to try to sleep when you usually sleep? Is
no,
that makes
no
sense?
Way. There's just no way.
No?
There's no way it's going to be. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to need a day to like realign my body.
Dude,
I have
you're
a feeling.
Gonna wait. Imagine waking up, taking your eye mask off, and like Touche is fucking biking in the corner.
Dude, what's
Nick
gonna
is
suck?
Dancing.
Well, it's gonna be. I feel like I'm gonna fall asleep first night, probably like 4 a.m. I'm gonna wake up at 6 a.m. Lights are on.
Yeah,
Seth's talking to fucking Matt Craig about how we're starting the stream up, and already I'm just nah.
Bro, I fall asleep at 11:30. I fall asleep at like 11:15 on the couch every night. So, like,
that
that's what I'm saying.
Here.
That's what I'm saying. My sleep schedule from day one is chalked. We have 8 p.m. We're starting our stream up, doing, like, our hype up, probably fucking around. I think what we should do, we should start the stream at 8 p.m., do, like, an hour just chatting session, get people excited. Then we go to Target, do that. That'll take, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then we come back. We can chat again or whatever. And then, see, I don't know. What are you guys going to do until 6 a.m.? Are you guys going to stay up till 6 a.m.?
If y'all are
I mean,
asleep,
I'll probably be awake. To
if
be
y'all
honest.
Are asleep, I will be staying
I'll
up.
I'll probably
yes.
wake up at like 5 a.m. to like...
Get prepped.
Well, yeah.
Shower.
Well, I don't think I'm going to shower day
brush
one.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah, no.
Straight. I don't think I'm going to shower before
no, you
that.
Shower before. Because
then you have to wake up at 4, go home at 4.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to shower before we come... Yeah, I'm not showering.
I'm
either.
Not showering before that shit. Like, day one, I will be dirty.
What if I set up a
I'm gonna
crazy first sub goal? Like, right now I'm
What's
at like...
What's up, Bruce?
Right now I'm at like 2,200, and I just say like, yo, if we hit 6K subs today, I won't shower the rest of the...
I mean, that's fine with me.
That'd be
I
gross.
10K, if we hit 10K today, I don't shower the rest of the week.
I can't smell
so
you, so I don't
punishing
know.
All of us. We're
not
gonna
all
smell
of us.
Your nuts.
That's the incentive for them to... No,
I
don't
could
think
sit
I could
right
do
beside
that.
You.
I need to shower at least twice a day, brush my teeth twice a day. I just went
well,
to
I'm
the dentist.
Like I'm going to have like face wash and shit where I can do like little stuff... Plenty of deodorant.
Some wipes.
I'm going to have like a full-on fucking like survival kit I'm bringing.
Yeah. I already put up like command hooks and like started hanging
God,
shit up and
I
stuff.
Know you've been over here just
I've just been
Jimmy
yeah, he's been cheating.
Everything.
He's been.
It's smart.
I'm fucking hyped.
I don't have any ideas for my bunk. I feel like I need to come up with something like
that. I'm pretty
funny.
Bare bones. Like I'm not decking out. Like I'm going to be at that streaming setup as much as I possibly can besides
same.
When... I'm sleeping.
Damn. Well, or on the couch. Like, we can't just neglect the couch. Whoever's on the couch.
Oh,
like,
I'm going to be at, I think I'm going to be at the couch more than the streaming.
That's what
like
I'm like
kind of
thinking. See, unless like, that's the thing with like kickoff tournaments. It's like, if you do your 6 hour shift.
Well, you can just be bullshitting there. Like, yeah. like if I'm doing my race, you would just full screen that and come sit
yeah,
next
exactly.
to me and bullshit.
Exactly. But.
Me and Hitch are going to dual stream, sit on that couch and whatever y'all are doing, we'll just pick at that. Try to use y'all for our benefit. Is yeah. my because like obviously you Zinni Skump like huh? when y'all are playing
a Zyrtec. I would have brought you one. I didn't. I have my home. That doesn't help you now.
I have one at home.
What do you on hand?
Oh, Texas gives you allergies.
You could take my car. You could take my car real quick if you want. Here.
All right, man.
Fuck,
what was I saying? Oh, yeah, while Skump and Zinni are, like, playing COD, I do not expect to go to my setup, sit under my fucking bed, and, like, have hella viewers and, like, playing pubs and that going well. Like, I'm going to need to be on the main couch.
If Seth's in a kickoff.
Check out what y'all are doing.
If Seth's in a kickoff or if Zen's in a kickoff, I am full screening the main couch, and I'm going to sit with whoever is doing their shift.
Because, like, I just don't see any that benefit just is of way me more, sitting there playing
I'm
pubs.
Definitely playing kickoffs, by the way.
That's what you're playing with.
I'm figuring that out.
Y'all do you, and we're gonna.
Well, even like, I'll do 2v2s with Teej. Like, you're gonna play
do like
competitive stuff. Maybe not even tournaments, but like 2v2 chows. Like, I feel like I have to. Otherwise, I'm just like, I'm more of a competitive guy than a pub guy. So when I'm not doing the actual race, I'm not like camo grinding. Like, you know these.
No, I get you.
I'm gonna be camo grinding.
I was thinking about getting into zombies. That's where I'm at in my
Wait,
life.
Wait, hold on. Is Rebirth out upon launch?
No.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Dude, that would have been sick.
Rebirth?
Yeah, the new Rebirth map's so fun. At least I thought so.
The Nuketown map?
I thought it was so dope.
It was like a little like
we played it in
start
DC.
Of Nuketown Rebirth map?
When me, Ant, and Ken just won like 5 straight against all the Warzone
Oh,
players.
That map?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have played Rebirth.
I would definitely play a little bit of Rebirth. That map was a lot of fun.
I'm
not saying I'd play for 10 hours, but I'd hop in for
it. Low-key kind of feels like Blackout. It doesn't feel like Warzone. Like the feels like a Treyarch engine.
Really?
Yeah.
You should play kickoffs, though, or at least one.
Yeah, okay, you don't should. Play kickoffs all day.
No.
Play kickoffs,
no,
we will literally cast your kickoffs.
I'm down to play like a kickoff with the Dynasty. Like,
yeah,
4v4.
That, I mean, dude, that would be fucking hot.
But like the thing with kickoffs is they're all like, dude... First off, what worries me about the kickoff scene this year, I'm just going to straight up say it. What websites are there? CMG? GB's gone. UMG's gone.
CMG is going to be the biggest one.
And isn't there like some fucking other one that's like, I don't even know if I trust?
COD Agent.
Is that like a trustable?
That's like a Twitter, like.
Those are the only two.
That's the only two. So like kickoff tournaments are going to be, I don't think there's going to be that many of them this year, personally. Because there's only CMG.
CMG is going to have
the kickoff tournaments in my eyes this year are the creator hosted tournaments, and that's going to be all pros. So there's going to be like maybe a couple days.
Wow. What a wonderful podcast it's been so far. I feel bad even interrupting it. That's how good it's going. But I have to, because we got to talk about Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew has always been your go-to for a refreshing citrus kick. And your go-to for gaming rewards. Starting in November, Mountain Dew Game Fuel is back with the beloved Citrus Cherry, along with an exciting new option, Citrus Blackberry. Look for codes on specifically marked packages of Mountain Dew and enter them at MountainDewGaming.com to bank points and redeem those points for epic gaming rewards like consoles, custom merchandise, or a month of Xbox Game Pass for new users. It's filled with new items, including the DLC for World of Warcraft, Diablo, Madden, and much more. It's open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older, subject to program terms at MountainDewGaming.com, and it ends January 31st, 2025. Void where prohibited. This podcast is also brought to you by Shopify. We've talked about them before. You know them. You love them. It is your best one-stop shop for commerce. And e-commerce. If you want to upgrade and grow your business, you should use Shopify. Use the same checkout that we use here over at Optic, TST, Rich and Lonely, bunch of companies over here that do all of their commerce with Shopify. It's very easy. You can sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic. Whether you're selling merchandise, whether you're selling coffee cups, whether you're selling used socks that you have been wearing and you think you got stinky feet that smell so nice, you can sell them on Shopify. It is the number one checkout on the planet, and there is also Shop Pay. It boosts conversions up to 50%. That means way less stay in the cart going abandoned and way more go to checkout. So if you're trying to grow your business, your commerce platform, be you better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in your feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here at Shopify. Go to shopify.com/optic to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/optic. It's also time to talk about Rocket Money. Have you ever wasted money on accident? Did you love that feeling? Probably not, because you probably like money in your pocket rather than burning it on the ground. Well, Rocket Money can help. It takes track of all of your subscriptions that you pay for, even the ones that you don't even realize that you pay for. Can you name every single subscription that you have? I know I can't name all of mine, and I'm not alone. I've recently learned that 74% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about. With Rocket Money, you don't have to remember all of your subscriptions or worry about forgetting any, because you can see them all laid out right in front of you. You can see which subscriptions you're paying for, choose the ones that you want to cancel, and ultimately save yourself some money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/optic. That's rocketmoney.com/optic. rocketmoney.com/optic. It's also time to talk about Hims. Guys, sometimes those intimate moments happen spontaneously, and you always want to be ready so that you can perform inside of the bedroom. Hims provides access to treatments that can help you stay hard and last longer, giving you that boost of confidence so that you can be ready whenever the mood strikes. Your sex life is important, damn it. It is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have time to go to the doctor's office and get treated for ED. Through Hims, you can get a personalized ED treatment without stepping foot outside of your door. Hims provides access to a range of doctor-trusted ED treatments like chewable hard mints, Viagra, Cialis, and their generics for up to 95% cheaper. The process is 100% online, so there's no need for any uncomfortable doctor visits. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/optic for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/optic. The products mentioned are chewable compound products, which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. All right, guys, back to the pod.
Unless you come through... Well, I have, I'll talk about that at a different time. I have a little bit of a problem, but.
I don't know. Just the way you said it was funny.
I have a little bit of a problem. I mean, yeah.
You sound like a politician.
But like all the kickoff tournaments, like CMG and stuff, I feel like there's not going to be that many of them because the creator tournaments, I'm assuming, are starting like day three.
They're going to be there.
Four.
There's going to be a
there's going to be kickoffs no matter what. If there's not kickoffs, the pros will create their own
kickoffs.
No, there
will be kickoffs. I'm not saying there won't be kickoffs. I'm saying it's like
it's probably
day
better
three,
if there's less, though.
Day three, day
way
four.
Better, way better if there's less.
I'd prefer if there's less because usually people are in 12 tournaments, and
that's actually
a good point. It's a three-hour wait for your matchup.
I think this year is mad important for CMG because they could do what GB struggled to do for a while, which is like be the website.
The problem with
it was always CMG and GB, and then also those like smaller tournaments, Ultra Arena and fucking all that.
The problem with CMG is they just oversaturate. Oh my god, you scared the fuck out of me. they oversaturate the. They just host too many because they always want because obviously people get eliminated and they want those same people spending money to re-enter into more tournaments, and that just delays every single tournament.
I hope that's not what they try to do. Well, like, no. I hope they don't try to overcompensate and have like 30 4v4s going.
That's why GB used to be good, because GB would do like a bigger prize pool, bigger tournament. They wouldn't do like, you know, smaller. It'd be like D4v4, D3v3.
I hope CMG does one kickoff like a day and a half into the tournament, or a day and a half into the game. And that's what everyone preps for. They probably already have them posted.
I was looking. They have like, I think I saw like a 4v4 one and done. Like, see, that's the thing. If they try to do the one and duns, that's when it gets fucking annoying. Because it has to be
a best of three kickoff. There has to be.
I didn't see one. Maybe they added one, but like I was looking last night, I didn't see one.
There's
like
4v4 one and done. There's got to be. If not, we'll host a best of three.
Yeah, what if we hosted some shit?
Yeah, we'll throw up a $5,000 prize.
The Race to Prestige.
We'll throw the Tony 4v4 crowdfunded by Zen City.
The Race to Prestige 4v4.
One and done.
That'd be sick.
No one likes one and done.
That'd actually be cool.
Yeah,
that would be nice,
like,
right?
Like they play in a tournament, and whatever top teams are playing, like we're watching.
Oh, you're pulling it up.
They're all best of ones, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. $900 kickoff, 3v3,
because this is what they do, because they want everybody at all of these tournaments.
Yeah, and this is like, these aren't even fucking kickoffs.
So they want, when people lose, to just enter another tournament.
These are BO1s.
That 4K kickoff
should be a best of three.
Should be a best of three.
Yeah, but then
that's
takes
crazy
forever.
But
and
then people
NA
will lose.
Plus EU? No. Let's do NA only here. We can't do the EU 100.
See, like,
bullshit.
I'll be down to play like that one with the Dynasty.
The best, like, of one?
Yeah, but like, again,
but it's a best of one.
But that shit starts at midnight, and we're already gonna be
we're already
like
played 12
you see
hours.
What I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
be we're starting at 6 a.m. the day before this. I'm gonna feel crazy playing this.
I think I have my squad in my head that I want to play with.
Who's that?
Me, Tupac, Colt Havoc, and one.
Oh, if you're crazy if you don't think they already have a team.
Well, no, I already talked to them
I'm sure they all got teams.
I mean, they might have sketched on me, but Colt was like, if I don't do camos, I'm down, because he might be doing camo stuff.
Wait, I think Aiden just told me he's playing with Colt.
Really?
No.
Oh. I haven't talked to him
in a while.
Heartbreak.
Aiden, Mutex, Colt.
Heartbreak. Oh, that team will lose.
Damn, you've been sketched on before even day zero.
That's fucked up. Tupac sketched on me.
They just do these tournaments, so like when you lose one, boom, just enter another
one.
Oh, dude, I used to shark like fucking crazy.
But this also makes it annoying for like...
Yeah, no, we're almost done. 45 minutes later. All right, invite.
But this also makes it annoying for like the players too, because like imagine being on a pro team and you're like, oh, this is our chance to finally get some like good reps. You know, it's a new game. Get some fun reps. Get everybody in the community involved. And then it's a best of one.
I know people from CMG are listening to this. Please, please make an actual kickoff. This will be the first year ever that there's not a best of three kickoff within the first 48 hours of the game.
This comes out Thursday. I'm just going to DM him.
Best of one's crazy.
But best of one? You're going to DM him? You got motion like that.
Also, that 4K, just so everyone knows, that $4,000 tournament is not a $4,000 guaranteed. That is if the tournament fills up, then it's $4,000.
It probably will. Kickoffs usually fill up.
How many teams?
256
teams. Ooh, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, there's no way that fills up. There's no way.
You don't think we can get 256 anymore? What the fuck happened?
Not on kickoff night.
Well, no, it's actually crazy that CMG is the only site standing now.
What do you mean not on kickoff night? Kickoff night is the night to play tournaments.
Oh, NA host only. Okay, I didn't see that. There we go. NA host only.
One rule.
Maybe now, but I remember I was playing UMG kickoffs 3 years ago, and they were UMG kickoffs were getting eight to 10 teams. And then the GBs would get like 30 teams. And then the CMGs would get like 120. Like it's not those days of like 400 teams
when
on kickoffs.
When was the last time COD was getting those numbers? Like 256 teams.
Probably like BO4.
BO4, yeah.
Before the CDL, maybe?
BO4.
So I remember like Halo 3 in like 2008 was getting that type of shit.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then Game Battles
just
went to straight Call of Duty.
Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops 2, they would get like 1,000 teams. Like fucking 360 icons and shit.
That's insane.
1,000 teams on a Saturday.
That was actually like what Black Ops 1 you're talking about?
Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2,
Black Ops
Modern Warfare
1, 360 3. Icons used to be nuts.
Dude, it was insane.
There was nothing better than those two. Good times.
But yeah, so my concern with kickoffs is they're not actually going to be kickoffs, and they're going to die out at an exponential rate because, again, those kickoffs, once the content, like everyone is throwing like a creator tournament. Like I'm pretty sure, I don't want to leak anybody's shit, but there's probably a couple in the first week. I'm sure there's maybe a couple second week, and then they start trailing off after that, and then they start scrims. Especially if the CDL is starting like a little bit earlier this year, then they start scrimming.
They start scrimming soon.
They start scrimming super early, and then that's it. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to be a fucking downer, but that's just, I feel like year after year, the kickoff tournaments have become less and less like just hype because they die out so quick.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Right now, if you do play in one, is it going to be with the Dynasty or is nothing set yet?
That's probably the only team I'd play with. I mean, unless we ran something.
I was surprised.
A 2v2? I want to see y'all run a 2v2.
See, I don't really like, I don't like 2v2 search. Fuck that.
I would only because it's like kickoff night. I wouldn't like it if it's like a month in and there's nerds, but kickoff night, I'm down.
Like just like, run 2v2s for fun?
If you're not down, I'll run them with Teej or like, I just want to play tournaments. Doesn't really matter. Just to learn. It's so, I like learning the game in that way because that's the best way to learn competitive.
Like
by playing
good players
it.
that are doing the right shit. Yeah. For sure.
I'm going to be watching. Blake and George are playing with Renegade from like Halo Renegade and then Fugitives.
Really?
Yeah. So like that's a pretty decent. I mean, they're
That's a good team.
It's a good team.
Oh, I just thought of a dirty duo I'm going to look for.
He's like Renegade.
He's controversial. Scumming. He is controversial. I won that tournament with him and everyone thought he was cheating because he was just like wallbagging people day one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was funny.
What's your thoughts?
It was against you.
That.
He played on land, though. He did his thing on land.
Did he?
In Warzone?
Oh, he did. He played second, right?
He
went crazy.
He was fucking destroying.
Dude, that shit. He wallbanged me. I remember it was Desert Siege. He wallbanged me at the low left cutout, and this was like day one. I played competitively the whole year. That didn't happen to me the rest of the year. Against pros.
You were like,
Yeah, I was like, this kid's dropping 19.
In a pro
and I'm
sim.
Getting wall banged on Desert Siege day one. Didn't happen to me the rest of the year. Granted, that kind of was our auto veto the whole year.
A few
so
days,
really
you'd be like, holy shit.
But we did scrim.
You wake up, Michelle's next to you, your dog. You wake up, Zinni to your right. You're just like, what the
Hitch
fuck? Fight. Wait, any of you guys snore like crazy?
Hitch.
You are a snorer?
I snore sometimes, some nights.
I snore
He's
when
a
I'm
big
drunk.
Snorer. I don't think I snore.
How do you know?
Kate?
I just need to make sure I eat clean, exercise, keep a little bit of a routine.
Yeah, James is going
to
have to make
stay
sure
in a good mood.
We have good food around.
Yeah, we can't just be eating pizza.
No, we will be. We will feel like shit. If we eat bad too, we will feel so just.
That room will start stinking.
We're doing catering,
really,
right?
Do you really have your nipples pierced as one of your goals?
I threw it in. I was just typing up random shit. Like,
me.
It's not, like,
I don't
official.
Want to see
but...
that again. No, I'm not looking.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
Do they
you got your
oh, my God.
Pierced.
I got jump scared yesterday. They said, go look at Davis's tweet. And I literally pulled up your tweet, and it was just aggressive
was just
nip. aggressive
hairy pube
you
nip.
Have, wait, you have pierced nips?
Both of them.
Yeah, how did that fear? Fear.
They're
how
still
did that
pierced?
Feel?
Yeah, it hurt.
Did it yesterday.
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Was it like a,
Wait, you
got
did it
yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Okay, so.
You did it yesterday?
So January of 2023. So that's how. Yeah, look at
that. Dude, that's an aggressive.
I don't want to see that.
Dude, my chat was like, go look at Davis's tweet. And I'm like, okay. And then I see that.
So January 2023, the top left picture is, I said, if we get 10K subs in 2023, we'll all get our nipples pierced. Just jokingly tweeted that at noon. Like, just fucking bullshitting. And then the last day, this is the last day of 2023, December 29th. We go on a 6,000 sub train, get to an 11,000 subs.
There's no happiness in Blake's face.
6,000.
Oh, yeah. Blake was like crying and shit. But like.
No, well. Oh, I'm saying like because he knows deep down he's got to get his nips pierced right now.
Well,
yeah,
I didn't
the face of a man that's got
to
get his.
I didn't
pierced.
Run it by them, so I didn't expect them to get their.
George
nips pierced.
Looks like a guy who already has him pierced.
Yeah.
Dude, kinda what? Does.
But as I was doing the sub goals for this, I was like, "There's no way I can go do sub goals
without
with this looming with this looming still because this wasn't an actual sub goal. I jokingly tweeted it, but like." I'm a man of my word.
Oh, it's a sub goal though.
So I went and I did it.
Are you gonna remove them?
I don't know.
Like
I'm too scared
them.
To touch
you
them.
Like them? Your girl likes them.
Alexis actually digs them.
They're hurt? They hurt?
Yeah, I mean, they don't hurt like as I'm sitting here.
What if I go like
if you them? Like if your shirt like grips them?
Like I can touch them. It felt kind of crazy.
I mean,
they clamp you. They clamp you first, and even that hurts. And then she's like, "All right, so you take a deep breath," and then you go, and she, fink, and I was like, "She was like, that wasn't that bad, right?" And I was like, "Yeah."
And now let's do the other.
Did it
and
hurt?
Yeah, it hurt.
A lot?
No, I would say like a 7 out of 10. Like it wasn't like a 10.
Oh, it wasn't, I can just imagine. Oh,
it
man.
Wasn't like a 10 out of 10.
Oh, I would never get my
your nipple
pierced.
Tattooed.
Ever.
No, hell no. I would never.
Worst pain of my life.
You got your nipple tattooed?
Yeah.
Well, on the actual areola?
Yeah. Like half of my nipple is just black.
What?
The worst pain I've ever been in my life.
Really?
Like by far. Like I had to drink.
Yeah.
Like we had to like go. Like I'd tell her like, all right, ready, go. Sets up and she's gone.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And my nip's bleeding and
no,
shit.
No, I would it never was, do that.
Is it
hurt? No.
They said that.
I mean, they all hurt.
They
to
said
be
if
honest.
You get it in the dip, that hurts.
They all hurt to be honest. But wait. Arms, I'm not.
There's different levels of hurt.
There's only a few places on, like, hands, elbows. I think everything else is fine. Actually, inner bicep sucks, but if you just get it, you're getting it inner.
Right here.
Yeah, that should be fine. I mean,
it's
going
to hurt.
That's
a crazy first one to get.
It's going
to
hurt.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I have, like, my shoulder, because you can't hide it. Like, it's always out.
I like it.
No, it's going to look good. I'm just saying.
Now I'm second guessing.
No, fuck. I like that placement.
Fuck.
No, it's a good spot. It's a good spot.
I like the placement.
Okay.
So you're getting the OG. We are getting bananas.
Bananas.
Where are you going to get yours?
On my leg somewhere. Probably here.
Bananas?
Eat the banana. I think like BTH Optic 60. I think I might just get
it. And then do like a banana? Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
What is the banana?
It's from this...
The last time we did the race to prestige, or 2 times ago we did the race prestige.
Like 2017.
We weren't allowed to play music because of the sponsor. So Nick goes downstairs with his JBL and starts playing like uncopyright like beats.
Yeah.
And then we just started making like songs.
Oh.
Started freestyling.
Okay. I've seen it.
And people thought Eat the Banana was like a fucking hit. Made a whole SoundCloud with every song that we did.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
So it just kind of became a thing, and then sort of just honoring.
All right, Matt, you can take my nipple
moments.
Off
yeah,
the screen.
Please get it off.
Oh my god!
Poking out at me.
It is hard at all times.
It's healthy food. Why'd you type that?
Because we were talking about what we're going to be eating.
Dude,
this shit
to
is about to. Just thinking about the race, like, dude.
I just need
thinking
to stay
about
in my
it
routine.
Tomorrow is about. It's going to be insane.
Yeah, we should
in
have
tomorrow.
We should have one of these couches
it's tomorrow.
In there.
Yeah, we will.
These are so comfy.
It is tomorrow.
Nice. And they want us to do a photo shoot at 10 a.m. then go back home.
Yeah, that's kind of OD.
I'm not in that.
Like, I need a whole day to prep mentally for this week long excursion.
So yeah, it kicks off tomorrow night with an IRL stream. I mean, by the time this is live, we're going to be into it.
We'll right? be live.
Twitch.tv/BTHmaniac.
Everyone's live for it. So I just every single channel is live. We're just going to be doing like our own thing, mainstream.
It's going to be fun, man. We have a lot of challenges planned. Obviously, we all have personal sub goals. We have group sub goals. It's going to be a lot of
group
a
activities.
Lot of fun. I think it's going to be fun.
Music, dance floors. Maybe some drink. Maybe towards the later days.
I think after the kickoffs and shit are done, then I'm down to like have a few drinks. But I don't want to be like drinking day two and then like I feel like shit day three.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to drink day
yo,
three.
Can we get a bartender
like day
though?
Four.
What?
Get a bartender
as long as
coming one night?
Like if I'm just playing
we have
pubs,
a mixer,
it's fine. But I'm
an
not
optic
trying to, like,
mixer
get
live
shit.
I just don't
want to
wake up feeling like shit.
Yeah, that I mean that too.
Yeah, if you want.
We could throw a rager here. A live party.
I was thinking about a live party.
Bartender.
Imagine a live party when we finish. Like if we're on, everyone if comes we're on through prestige both. 9, level 30 or something, like
we're like a couple.
We just
hours.
Start inviting people and we start playing music. That I mean, that would be
real dope for the stream. But I feel like at that point, I'm gonna be so overstimulated by people. I'm gonna just be like,
I think it'll come
get
in waves.
In my
though.
Bed, and just hear.
I think it'll come in peace. Waves. Because I think there will be times where I'm like, dude, I don't want to talk. I don't want to look at you guys.
Yeah. Cause
and then there will be times where I'm just fucking like,
yeah.
Like I'm just letting the moment like this take over.
Yep.
I am actually
here we
really
go.
Hype.
And we're y'all are about to witness it firsthand, man.
Hopefully it goes actual, well. Because if it goes well show. And they keep prestiges in, then we can do it again next year. If it's going to go well. Really,
yeah, the better
if it goes super well, we could do some sort of variation of this in other like in other ways. Like if Nick wants to do his Elden Ring stream, we can just like do something like this.
Yeah,
that shit would be. Wait, Matt, are those our cots or do we have to give them back? Like, did y'all buy them? But the cot, like the actual cot, like the
are they ours?
The mattress?
Not the mattress, but the bunks.
Yeah, we bought them.
Oh, y'all bought them? Okay, so we have them available.
There we go.
Damn.
Which is crazy. Oh man, that would be so sick.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I mean, we got ready. if we're not ready, if you come into this not ready, we're fucked.
Got to get ready. Somebody gotta, make sure Dalton's ready.
You got to be ready.
I don't know. He's the only one maybe not ready.
I don't know if he's
Dalton
ready.
Dalton will show up. I trust Dalton with all my life to show up for this task. There's actually cuz
everyone's
going to
have to be we're
him.
All going to have to like we're going to have to pick each other up. Like if someone's feeling like shit
absolutely.
And they're just not feeling good, someone's going to have to step up and be entertaining and be fucking
rules?
Yelling. And
are there rules to people sleeping? Like
if I
get gifted to wake you up, you're going to be upset if I'm like, hey, I got 500.
Okay. Yeah. You shouldn't get gifted to wake someone up.
But
that's
if I do,
because the sleep is already going to be like kind of fucked up.
Well, I'm not going to ask for it. What if you're like, hey, Zin.
If it's like 100 gifted and you come like, 500. But then people are just gonna be throwing 100 gifted all night.
No, if it's like 1,000, right. If it's like 1,000, and you
like,
have to pie
Zin,
me in the face,
100 gifted, blow a air horn. What's the thoughts on that?
100?
Just a
bro.
Just one little.
It has
like
to be
500
not
gifted,
100
Zin
sub train. Like
feet.
If someone drops 100 gifted bomb and it's not
how mad
dime,
would
you
be
you
if I had a
horn?
Feather tickling your feet while you sleep because I hit 500
I'll do it right
gifted.
Back.
Nah,
or
I'd
50
fucking,
gifted
I'd
to
kick
put,
you off the bunk.
50 gifted to put your camera on Skump's bunk just to like they watch him sleep.
I'd be
dude,
sick.
That'd be fine. I'd be fine
that'd
with
be
that.
Be sickening.
I'm fucking low key jorking up there. Jorking under the covers.
Oh, are y'all gonna go a week without jorking?
I'll figure it out.
I've done it before. I'll do it again.
I don't know.
Do what?
I'm sure I'll
jork
figure it out.
In the HQ? Oh. I'll do it. I'll do it
you
again.
Just stand in that bathroom.
If I'm
stall,
late after a shower,
music.
You know why.
Yeah, Hitch.
Not
if
my
I'm
house,
in your bathroom,
Seth's house.
More
if,
than 10
if you have
minutes.
To jerk it, you got to go to Seth's. If you just need a shower, you can go to mine.
No, that will not be taken.
Seth's house is jerk it house.
Yeah, you got to have a joiky bathroom.
I have a whole family at my
use.
Home.
Like the basement joiks.
All right, never mind.
Not be happening.
I've yeah, but you have so many rooms.
Huh?
You have so many rooms that you don't even walk in. I'd pick one that you don't walk in.
What are you room watching now?
He's joik watching.
He's joik watching.
What are you, room watching? But the race will commence.
I mean, right now we're live doing it, which is crazy to say. When they're watching this, we will be into it.
I just hope people appreciate, because again,
I think you guys are downplaying how cool. Like,
I just hope people appreciate like just what it is, because again, it's not easy to set something like this up.
No, the production team is
the production team's went crazy.
Shout out Matt Craig.
There
real
are
quick.
16 PCs,
dude.
16
bunk beds.
We need
bunk
fans
beds
over there.
Fucking exercise bikes, yeah. Weights,
dumbbells.
I saw
there's a bench.
I walked in yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
Roger setting up the
we're
fucking
nice lift in.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ride the bike.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride the bike.
I'm gonna ride the bike. I'm probably gonna ride the bikes for like 30 minutes before I go shower, like in the morning.
I actually can't run right now because of my nipples, so I will be riding the bike. Yeah,
like I'm gonna wake up and immediately ride the bike because, like, again,
are like, you gonna like set your thing on full screen, just throw the bike in front of your setup and go, or just do it off to the side?
Or you can put the main stream.
You can just put the main screen on.
Just throw the main stream on. Yeah, and then I'll just be in the background bike. And because you have to do it before you go shower. Like, you can't ride the bike at, like, 9 p.m. and then not go shower.
You know what we should do for, like,
push
certain meals? Bring in, like, a little table and we all eat breakfast together. I'm not sure if that's actually a good idea, but like,
I'm down to have meals together. That shit cool. would be
like,
lit.
If yeah. we had like a breakfast every morning and like we're all sitting there and just they can hear us chatting yeah. and bullshitting before the day starts. Like, I think that'd be cool.
I watch the audio. The audio is really good. Like even if you're just out in the area, like you can hear pretty well.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty, I don't even understand how it works, but.
I can't wait. The race to master prestige.
I don't know.
Wait.
I got to get ready today. Like, I got to mentally prep.
Touche said that his new schedule, he has to work out twice a day, which is 2 showers. So are we giving him 30 minutes apiece?
Or is he leaving? Well, I mean, I plan on showering
twice. Wait. So he wants to do 2 workouts a day?
He wants to do 2 workouts a day.
I plan on showering twice a day.
Can he do like one longer one?
Holy shit.
Like shower at night. I wake up, work out, shower, go through my whole day. I'm here with a fucking stinky hot room. I'm sweating, playing pubs, going -5. Like by the end of the day, before I hop in my princess sheets, mm-hmm. I'd like to hop in the shower, brush my teeth.
I'm doing 1 shower a day.
Yeah, I'm probably doing 1 in the morning and that's it.
Yeah, I'm doing 1.
Damn, my girl changed me, huh? She makes me take 2 showers a day.
Jesus.
Because she'll clean the sheets all the time. She'll be like, go shower.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You be stinking. Wait, so you're doing 2 showers a day in my shower?
I mean, I'm gonna make I shower okay. for 3 minutes. I'll run over. I'll have my clothes in my hand shower. Like it literally will. Both of my showers will not take more than 40 minutes. Total.
I feel like I'm packing for an entire trip tonight.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Because you got to bring all your clothes here.
It's a long trip too.
Oh well, I'm going
shorts,
home. You're going home.
Yeah, I'm going
sweats,
home. You're going
hoodies.
To your house. Yeah.
That's
different. I could
yeah.
see that. Yeah.
We're all packing for like a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my big ass suitcase and pairs of boxers because you always got to pack more boxers than the allotted trip.
I brought boxers here
just
and
in case.
T-shirts here.
Yep.
Just in case.
Pajamas
Damn.
Here.
I usually sleep in just boxers though.
You can sleep with just boxers.
I do need a fan.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Doesn't I mean, yeah, but you have to like,
it's going to be hot up there.
I need a fan.
You'll have to like bring your clothes up there and shit.
Like all the PC
You've
heat
lost some
going
of it.
Up to your bed.
Are you?
Yeah, all the PC
Fred
heat
just walks by
going behind your bed and up to you. Like from your PCs being on, just coming up
oh,
to your bed. Like
yeah.
I need a fan.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Gonna
oh,
be
well,
hot.
Matt has fans.
That's why I want these we'll in there because I might just sleep on this.
There's going to be time.
Nope, got to be on stream.
We'll take a nap.
Won't be hot. I brought a bunch of different cooling things. A bunch of different cooling. Because I run hot, so I'm scared.
Wait, what do you mean different cooling things? What do you
I got like cooling sheets. I got a cooling fan that goes around your thing. My eye mask is a cooling eye mask. So I put it in the fridge.
Wait, what the fuck was I just going to... Doesn't the AC in the Hex Quarters turn off during the weekend?
No.
Or was that only downtown?
I thought that was a thing.
That would be a problem.
I think maybe it was downtown. Because I remember hearing something.
Because then we're actually melting.
Yeah, I would come in on like Saturday with formal and we just...
Pretty sure that might have just been downtown. But that would be a big problem.
No, because I used to stream in here until 3 a.m.
That's true.
So, yeah, no. I think it's fine.
Plus, walking here in the mornings, it's
freezing. We do need to have like a light rule. Like lights off... Even at, I'm not saying lights off, we have to be quiet, but like, I don't want to be.
It's like the airplane. It's like if you're in a red eye, it's at a certain time, those lights dim.
I just don't want to wake. I don't want to be like this at like fucking 4 a.m.
But I also think we have a lights on time as well.
Yeah, agreed.
Lights on 8 a.m. But then I guess.
We're
going to
have lights
out 6 a.m.
Not like lights out, like. Everyone has to be quiet, but like we just shut the lights off because I think it's going to get, if it does get hot, it's going to be because of the electronics. So like having, like when I used to turn the lights off in the Hex Quarters, it would immediately get cooler.
Oh,
that's more of what
like
I was
just
thinking.
The fluorescent, like fucking white light.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to be a learning experience. We're going to learn as we go.
It'll be fun.
There's going to be one night where we're like, holy shit.
No,
everything
I think there's
going to
be
wrong.
So many random moments where people throughout it think of something funny or something stupid. Or
yeah.
Like when we're actually in the situation, like ideas are going to start popping up.
And the chat's going to be chiming in.
Chat's
going to
be saying
trying
what
to get
to
us
do.
To do shit.
What's your first sub goal?
I don't think.
I think
I'd
mine is my first sub goal.
I just wrote
some
down. I didn't put a.
My first sub goal is get cornrows. That is my first one.
That's a cool sub goal.
Mine definitely
cornrows?
Get a lot
cornrows
better.
My, my head is going to be hurting. I don't know how to take it out.
Actually, yeah, you're right. You're going to be sitting there trying to like itch your head. I think it gets itchy and shit.
Shit.
I need Skump to give me a buzz cut.
Okay.
Maybe a tattoo as well.
I'm, Seth, I don't feel comfortable giving you
when
a tattoo.
And when I say you don't feel comfortable giving me a tattoo, it just be a little smiley.
Just
oh, it's not as
just,
bad.
Just a
but I would just like the pain. Like I don't like
you don't know how it feels.
Yeah,
so you don't
so
know
I don't
like
really
how hard
like,
to push.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like
I get that.
And I'm not a professional. Like what if I fucking go onto your leg and I'm just
through, and I, into like, my bone.
Push that shit. Yeah,
no worries.
Exactly.
It's a quick loss.
That won't happen.
So I'm a little bit worried about that.
Honestly, you're hoping for that.
I was thinking my first goal would be Seth to give me a haircut, not just the
I'll
buzz
do that.
Cut.
I'll do
but
that.
But like take the what a razor, not razor. Take the electric shaver and just like do whatever. You, like you could just leave the back, but just. Shave the front,
ooh.
And I just look like an idiot. But I have to keep that haircut the entire stream.
The entire stream. Yeah.
I probably, was thinking about I'd making that leave. My first one so that whatever dumbass haircut I end up with, like it could be patches on the side.
Oh, my God.
Straight down the middle. But I have to rock that the entire prestige.
Yeah. I'd probably give you all of this off and then just the front. Like just one little like patch in the
hey,
front.
Hey, man, whatever you think of.
That's all I would give.
That would be insane.
The shit. Race to Master Prestige.
What is your
kicking
first one?
Off
my sorry. First one?
Yeah. I just want to know like how crazy it's gonna start.
Well
I'm about to piss.
Well,
my pants.
First one wasn't gonna be that. My first one's gonna be like someone wins free BDA merch for a year.
Oh, okay.
But then mine get like I have some absolute insane ones, at least I think so.
I've got some crazy ones too.
Like, should we even spoil our big ones, or should we wait
no,
to?
I have one that I'm never
well, actually,
gonna hit.
Well, actually, throw
but it was
one
hilarious.
Out. Well, by the time this is out, they're gonna know our
yeah,
goals.
Yeah, it'll already be out.
One of my big goals is waxing an Optic logo into my chest, which is or you guys doing it. So what that one's
wait? Don't you have a shirtless for 24 hours one?
I have a shirtless for a shift one.
Oh, shirtless. For
I have
a shift.
Shirtless for a shift. Okay. I have
that allowed.
Braden OF yeah. And pose professional back picks.
One of absolutely. Mine is get an aggressively bronze spray tan.
That would be insane. You would look
on
fucking,
you. That would be
you would
insane.
Look like a like dude, alarming.
That, where would you even get that? Where would you get that done? Or they come in? Somebody?
I mean, yeah, just have someone come in and spray me. This was Iz. That was Iz's idea too. Iz like
really
Iz wants to see that.
That's a really
like,
good idea.
Iz has always wanted to see me with a spray tan. She's like, get a spray tan. You should get a spray tan. I think you'd look good with it, but not like an aggressively bronze
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like just a normal looking one.
You're like fucking Big Donnie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to look crazy.
Orange.
Yeah. Like,
I hope we make
orange.
It to Halloween.
Yeah.
And if not, we're
going to
have our own Halloween. Throw a little Halloween mixture.
Again, if we have double XP activated and we're going too fast, we can be like, yo.
Slow that shit down.
Let's
I know it's the race.
We need this shit
but let's
to
pump
at least
the
go 5 days.
Pump the brakes.
We need to make
bit.
It to Halloween.
Yeah. We need at least 5-6 days.
Guys, 100 subs right now. We'll never do double XP again.
Yeah.
My stream.
All right. Well, that is, if you guys are watching this, go tune in to any of our Twitch channels or the Optic Gaming YouTube channel. And, let's watch the race. Let's
yeah,
see what we're
tune
see,
on in, support.
See let's how insane we more, are already becoming.
The more you support, the more often you'll see stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because this is what the higher ups love to see, us getting yeah. together, putting on an absolute show. So come through, show some love.
All right, guys.
See you guys in the race.
Peace, yep. everybody.
See you at the race. Jeez. You'll be seeing a lot of us.